Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lino LaRouche is sharing his analysis of what's happening geopolitically and with the so-called debt ceiling deal. That the stock market got news that a deal had been made and went up, and then as soon as they saw that it was all secretive, and it started plunging. And the rating agencies that serve the big banks are saying, oh, you're still going to go bankrupt. So they're just positioning us and teaching us that it's all our fault right now, but that Lord Rothschild is going to save us. Danny in New York, you're on the air with Lennon LaRouche for a question or comment. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I'm also actually the guy that did the Hal Sparks interview that you played last week. I want to thank you for everything you do. Mr. LaRouche, great breakdown. I organized actually a protest at the Fed on Friday during a Treasury meeting with the bankers, and these guys are just so prideful and obnoxious. The mainstream media was there. All of them refused to report that the Fed is a private bank.
Things have changed. 10 years ago, when Fed heads went to Congress, everyone bowed and actually tremulated in their voice when they talked to them. Now they're screamed at and shouted at. The worm is turning. We are identifying the progenitors of our pain.
Yeah, absolutely. And, we're educating people in the area. And, you know, there's a lot more people willing to stop and talk to us and just hear about how the Fed is private. Bloomberg reported that the Fed Board of Governors is a government agency, but that the New York Fed and other banks are owned by their shareholders. I mean, I think the bankers are really exposed right now, and this is the time we have to strike. If you want to see that article, you can Google the Federal Reserve admits its 12 banks are private.
No, I saw that last Thursday. Great job, Danny, and great job with the work you're doing. And do you have any questions for Lennon LaRouche?
I do. Before I get to that, I just want to mention, somebody had mentioned last week about 9/11 events. We are having Liberty Fest, which with Richard.
Listen,
Gaines,
I will plug that stuff, and I plan to get Luke on or send me an email. But we've got limited time with Lyndon. If you've got a question, you know, that's why he's here. Do you have anything for him?
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to, you were saying, you know, we need a new set of leaders who care about humanity, and I 100% with you. I mean, I think this has been a great interview that I'm going to spread around. Are you talking about a system of Republican democracy and a free market, or what exactly is the solution?
Okay, thank you, Danny. Lyndon, go ahead.
I think it's to say Republican democracy, that's fine. It's fine. We're a republic of accountability for the end result of what we vote for.
Because a pure democracy, the oligarchs can finance brainwashing and get 51% to vote their rights away. In a republic, they're set in stone. They can't be removed.
It is solidarity among the citizens to a common purpose, and they each try to fit their own ends with a common purpose. They come to an agreement and compromises, which are legitimate compromises, in order to achieve a common interest, a common purpose.
Neil in Arizona, go ahead, question or comment.
I have a question for Mr. LaRouche.
Go ahead.
I wanted to start out by saying the debt to GDP is currently 95%, which is the highest since World War II era, but currently we're not at war with the Nazis, and we have to continually raise the debt ceiling by $1 trillion every year to keep up with that, or the U.S. will default, the currency will default. And I just wondered what Mr. LaRouche thought about their solution to just injecting more money into the economy. Hopefully I didn't crash the show, but I think we're talking along those lines.
No, it's a good question. We're going to break in 45 seconds. Lennon LaRouche, take that question.
Okay, the point is progress is not a disaster. It's the lack of progress that's a disaster. Scientific progress is essential to the continued existence of the human species. Cutting back on scientific progress would mean the earlier death of the human species.
But, I mean, his question was this debt-to-GDP ratio.
Forget it. If we do the Glass-Steagall Act, done now, in the United States, would eliminate all these problems.
All right, stay there. We're going to come back and go to Robert, David, Randy, and others, 800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones with the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is
is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I found from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Lynn LaRouche is our guest for the rest of this segment. We're going to go to George, Bob, Robert, David, and Randy. In the minutes we have left, I'm going to get into a big news blitz of important information we haven't gotten to today that's very important, and continue with your phone calls. We also have a report here that was just sent out minutes ago by our guest organization, LaRouchePub.com. And the headline is, a vote for debt deal is a vote for treason. And it breaks down the fact that Obama has named a super Congress, which even the Associated Press admits is not in the Constitution, a 12-person body composed of six Democrats and six Republicans. So they're agreeing on legislation to sign power away. And we've now learned that what they proposed 2 weeks ago is in the legislation. Continuing here with this information, it goes on. The recommendations made by the Super Congress for the additional $1.5 trillion in cuts will be sent to both houses of Congress to receive only an up or down vote. The House and Senate cannot amend or filibuster the recommendations of the Super Congress, which, again, suspends House rules because you've got to have larger majorities in these spending bills. So this is basically changing the rules of the Congress. Wow, this really is. And I remember a few weeks ago seeing Republicans and Democrats recommend this and thinking there's no way they'll actually do it.
But reportedly that is in the agreement, and I've got the Associated Press and others here saying that, yes, there will be this committee, but it's not a committee. It's the leaders of the House and Senate saying now the rest of the House and the Senate aren't involved. Oh, we've got groups here that aren't going along with this from the Tea Party or from the liberals. Both groups don't like it. We'll just ignore you. What is Obama saying he'll do with the new 10-member governor's council? Ignore the other states, the rural council. They really are setting up a dictatorial system. Lenin LaRouche, it is amazing to see this actually happening.
Yes. It's not surprising to me, but it's amazing, I think, for most of the people in the United States to see that their own government, under a foreign-controlled president, is actually out to destroy the United States and to destroy the people in it. It's amazing to see such a crime allowed to happen by the permission of some people who are highly placed in politics.
Well, they're preparing the public for the admission that we're completely bankrupt and going into receivership and saying a super Congress will decide and the states won't decide, no one will decide, but a few handpicked globalists. Incredible. Bob in California, you're on the air with our guest, Lenin LaRouche.
Yes, Lenin, thanks for all you've done for this country or tried to do for this country over the last 50 years. It's nice to have people out there like you. My comment is, I was in the manufacturing business for about 30 years. Around 1995, I was getting phone calls two or three, four times a week from different agencies trying to say that I could be paid money to move my business to China. Now, I don't know what that was all about. I didn't want to go to China. I eventually went down with a sinking ship. I could not compete against the Chinese thing. But if we don't bring the manufacturing back to this country in some form, I don't think we can ever recover. We cannot do it on a service-based economy alone.
It is naked tyranny and corruption and treason to for 15, 16 years have the open policy to pay to move you away and to pay to move our factories. I mean, our tax money paid to move General Motors plants to Eastern Europe, China, and Brazil. Why are they doing this, Lenin LaRouche?
They want to destroy us. And many people inside the United States of great influence are completely wittingly complicit with that.
It is incredible.
They destroy us. Look, they killed Kennedy to get us into a war, which Kennedy opposed, and Douglas MacArthur opposed. So they solved the problem by killing Kennedy. Then they killed his brother. And we got a whole series of things. We had some presidents who were not so bad, and some who were really terrible. But this is the point. We have, the American people have lost control of their own government. And it's partly by corruption, partly by wear and tear and so forth. But there's been a shortage of capable leaders of the United States who are in the real tradition of the United States. That's the problem. All we can do, as I can do, is do the best we can in order to provide people that kind of leadership available to them, which will solve these problems. And people have thought, well, maybe that won't work. Maybe we've got to go with these guys who are running the show and hope that they'll give us a better deal. And now we see what they've got. They went too far. They gave the better deal to too many other people.
Well, you're saying there's 24 hours, and I appreciate your call, Bob, to reverse this, but this just keeps us on the same slow slide and, you know, creates this commission that will then decide to get us in deeper and deeper debt. But, I mean, we are in a depression. It's worsening. But how will this start triggering things immediately?
I think it's triggering it right now. What you have a confusion among the majority of the American people. The majority of the American people hate this. They hate it. They are despairing, however, at the same time. They don't believe that there are any institutions which will help them achieve their aims. All I can do, as you are doing and others are doing, all we can do is give a message and hope that we get in enough, not merely condemnation of this horrible thing that's being done to us, but also inspire some of our fellow citizens who hate this too. Instead of doing just hating this system, what they should do is join and form mass leadership, which stops this thing right now. And we need it within 24 hours. Let's go for 24 hours.
Well, it's not a done deal yet, so we need to pressure folks that, because they get us all obsessed over the deal, let's get a deal. Well, not if it's a bad deal, and the stock market doesn't like it. It has plunged. It has plunged, 300 points today. It's still continuing to drop. Why is the stock market not liking this news?
What they're doing is, you think of the squeeze on this thing. The stock market is a fake. There's no truth to the stock market. There are no natural determining values in the stock market. It's complete fraud. But what happens is, you have a certain section of the population out there which thinks it has money. It's invested in things that are worthless, but they think they are assets. And they look at the accounting sheet and say, I got assets. Well, that could be wiped out overnight. And because there's no value out there. We have to start creating value again. And so they believe it. Other people are intimidated. And they do it. And because we are not united against them with their crazy policies, we don't force our people who are elected to begin to represent the people, we can go to hell.
Well, that's what happens with tyranny, is that they never stop.
I mean,
you've
right.
got to stop them somewhere, because they always want more, more, more. Things don't just stay the same. They get better, they get worse. They don't just sit in one spot, and there's definite motion here towards the bad. Robert in Pennsylvania, you're on the air with Lyndon LaRouche. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. LaRouche. Thank you for what you're trying to do, and
yep.
thank you, Alex. I've been listening for 6 years now. You've changed my life. Anyway, one thought that I've had over the years listening to you, Alex, and just listening to you, Mr. LaRouche, is that in studying human nature, I came across a concept called social dominance orientation, which is basically a body of knowledge that says that humans organize into stratum or castes, which unfortunately gives the top or the leading tier in any society almost a carte blanche to do whatever they want. In other words, for some reason we evolved into and scaled out in our world into, I think, an abomination of what used to be necessary when we were smaller packs of hunter-gatherers that allows our leaders to do what they want, and 80% of people are blind to what they do.
That's right. It's divide and conquer.
I'm sorry?
Divide and conquer.
Exactly. And there's always that 5% who represent the maverick. And God bless you, Alex. I think the future will judge you as significant to the survival of humanity. And I mean that. I think that you are doing what's necessary to wake people up and break them from that bind of how we're wired. I think
let's be clear, though. Let's be clear. We're all doing this. We're all mavericks that care, that are involved. Just seeking after knowledge is the beginning of true victory in civilization. And I appreciate your call, Robert. Lyndon LaRouche, comments on what Robert was just saying.
I've said what I've already said. We have the chance now, within a short time. I know we have the chance because the people out there want it. We have to mobilize the people out there to unite in their own interests and force their representatives in the legislatures and elsewhere to act for us. And I do what I can.
Do you agree? Because that's what I saw a few weeks ago, but I wasn't sure. Now we are sure, because what you're saying is confirmed. They're saying, well, they've kind of kicked the can. They've agreed to raise it, but now a new commission will change the voting rules in the Congress, and the rest of the Congress doesn't matter. Only these 12 people and the president do. The debt ceiling was all a distraction. This was all about creating a new super Congress that I warned about in a few videos last week, and now they've really done it. I mean, this is incredible.
Well, this is what they did. We have been betrayed. We've been betrayed by our own delusions. We could trust these people. The evidence was all there. The disaster, the collapse of Detroit, for example, was a part of this thing. All of the things that have happened were things that were done to us, inch by inch and step by step. We have allowed ourselves to be destroyed by a small oligarchy, which is an international oligarchy, and that's our problem. Maybe at this point, the things are serious enough that the American people will stand up, not whimpering about what they're suffering, but angrily but firmly saying, no, Obama, go. You're a fascist swine. Go.
Well,
get out of here.
I agree with you that we must identify what they're doing, that it's by design, and say no. Lyndon LaRouche, thank you so much for spending time with us today. LaRouchePub.com. Look forward to talking to you as this unfolds. Continue your research. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, fine.
All right, there they go. We're going to come back with your phone calls, then a bunch of news. But I'm going to get to Dave, Nick, Randy, Karen, and others. Then I'm getting into all the news. But this is a giant dictatorial power grab.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprices.emptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprices.emptyshelves.com. That's risingprices.emptyshelves.com.
Okay, I've had time now since this morning to go over the agreement. And it's an agreement to have the Congress vote in the House and Senate to sign their authority over to a 12-person super Congress, and they're calling it a blue ribbon committee to confuse people. The creation of what Obama has named a super Congress, a 12-person body composed of six Democrats, six Republicans. See, not your elected representatives then voting individually, but no, we pick six from each party from the leadership, and then they decide, who were tasked to come up with the additional $1.5 trillion in cuts by November 23rd of this year. Third, the recommendations made by the Super Congress for its additional $1.5 trillion in cuts will be sent to both houses of Congress to receive only an up or down vote. So again, they're changing the House rules. The House and Senate cannot amend or filibuster the recommendations of the Super Congress. So that's getting rid of the filibuster power. This is unbelievable. Just like Obama launched a war in Libya and said, I don't need Congress. Just like they're trying to push through their cybersecurity takeover, but going ahead and doing it. And the carbon taxes. Everything is about a power grab, setting up a 10-member governor board. Forget the other 40 states. The House and Senate cannot amend or filibuster the recommendations of the Super Congress. If the Congress votes no on the recommendations, the $1.5 trillion in cuts will be eventually distributed between the defense budget and domestic entitlement programs. So that's Congress voting ahead of time to give up their power later. If the Congress does not go along with the proposed cuts to the Super Congress, the cuts go through anyway. This is incredible. This is what Congress is voting on today. As of this morning, there is opposition from the Progressive Caucus and the Black Caucus. However, many other members of Congress are ready to vote for treason. They are capitulating to the terror campaign runs of the White House, Wall Street, and the City of London, that has said that if the debt ceiling is not raised, it will cause a government shutdown. The U.S. credit rating and credit rating of cities and states will be downgraded, and the markets will crash. But they're saying even if it does pass, Moody's and S&P are out today saying we're still going to lose it anyway. We're just being squeezed a little more before they do it, instead of just saying no to the derivatives and all this could end. Incredible. And then we've got the article here. I'm going to send all this to Watson and get a new article out on it. Kurt Nemo's welcome. I know Aaron Dykes is listening. Steve Watson are great researchers. But this is what I called in the last 2 weeks in the video reports we put out. Obama's final loophole, the Catastrophic Emergency Clause, Homeland Security Presidential Directive HSPD-20, and National Security Presidential Directive NSPD-51, set up by Bush, now carried out by Obama. Because if Congress doesn't go along with this, at least smokescreen fake Congress, super Congress, they'll just pull the trigger and he'll do it. But it's good to make a tyrant act like a tyrant. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Maine. David, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I'm a first-time caller from the grand state of Maine, and I have a question for you and Mr. LaRouche, but if Mr. LaRouche isn't available, I'll address it to you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He's gone now, but I can try to answer your question.
I was wondering if you were aware that an historic event is occurring. Your government is being restored. The Republic for the United States is being restored per constitutional law. It is the restoration of what was abandoned in 1860. And
sir, were you sent an a Nasera email?
No. No, this is about the Republic for the United States of America that is being reseated as of 2010, about March 30th, I guess it is. It's reseating the republic that was abandoned just prior to the Civil War.
I mean, there's a lot of groups that meet and stuff and have new continental congresses and things, but I mean, what specifically are you talking about?
Well, jury assemblies are being made up of groups of we the people who have chosen to be active participants in the de jure, or that means lawful, grand juries now being formed all across the land in each of the 50 free states in America.
Well, look, I'm not saying that it isn't good to have these type of talks and things, but are you talking about the stuff that Kennedy guy put out last year?
He was one of the originals.
David, I appreciate your call. You know what? The globalists are completely lawless. They've set up Homeland Security to physically try to suppress us. We need to be calling them out as illegitimate hijackers, not forming a committee in the back of the plane to say we're running a government in the back of the plane. We're going to have to call the hijacker out to the other dumb flyers who don't know it's a hijacker. That's the first goal. And if you can get state grand juries and grand juries to guard people criminally, that is a good plan. But as for, you know, years ago, it's kind of like a Nasera too. Everything's fixed. We've sent letters to the states. And in a month, the whole government's going to fall. And it didn't happen. The whole illegitimate government didn't leave. They are physically occupying every town and city to carry out this criminal takeover. We have to politically take all of our counties, cities, and states back from those positions. And then if the globalists try to ignore our states, well, you know what comes next.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Infowars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalist 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of Infowars.com for the free Infowars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists. Congratulations to our friends at eFoodsDirect.com. In August, they celebrate 30 years in the long-term storable food business. To celebrate, eFoodsDirect.com is offering the lowest price ever on their one-year Freedom Food Supply, even less than the price in 1981. For a limited time, you get 30% off a one-year Freedom Supply, which provides three hearty meals per day for one adult. The Freedom Supply includes a large variety of fruits and vegetables, dairy, legumes, grains, sprouting seeds, and more. Plus, you get a generous supply of their quick-fix meals. This is the most complete, extensive, and affordable unit they have ever offered. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get 30% off a one-year food supply. If you have ever considered getting a supply, now is the time. Call 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
When your country is being turned into a 21st century banana republic police state, silence isn't golden, it's yellow.
You are listening to Alex Jones broadcasting live from the front lines. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
To your phone calls and then into some more in the news here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about eFoodsDirect.com. They are celebrating their 30th anniversary with another great deal. Save 30% on the Freedom Unit one-year food supply. Here's your chance to save $536.70 on their already low price for a one-year supply of the best storable foods on the planet. This price is even lower for the same volume of food that it was when they first started way back in 1981. This offer ends soon, so act now. Quantities are limited. Be prepared before you need it. Act now. And I'm into storable food because I'm into it. I'm into being prepared. Like the ant, not the grasshopper. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or find their banners on Infowars.com. Speaking of preparedness, I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters, whole house, tabletop, under the sink, water bottles, everything. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. Again, they have a wide variety of filters that remove all types of toxins from your water, including shower, bath filters. The reverse osmosis system even filters out the radioactive isotopes. All their filters are made in the USA. USA. Check out their banners at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water freedom today. And last but not least, Innerfood is a revolutionary 100% organic green superfood energy drink with powerful nutrition for better health, energy, mental clarity, and immune system support. It was even voted best superfood by our friend Mike Adams from Natural News. Because it's composed of nearly 50% chlorella, spirulina, kelp, and dulse, it is also high in nutritionally occurring iodine, many other great minerals, and other trace elements. Give them a call today at 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, or visit them on the web at www.enerfood.com. That's innerfood.com, also made right here in Americana, 100% organic, non-GMO. Okay, let's hurry through calls. Nick in Missouri, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Sold. Oh, no, thanks, Alex. First-time caller is just that was kind of weird. You guys was talking earlier about them rolling it out right now. I've just watched helicopters landing all day long here in southeast Missouri, and our armory here where I live is a transportation division, so it's just loaded with trucks and Humvees. And
government kill switches, open borders, launching wars without congressional approval, $27 trillion given to foreign banks, won't tell Congress where it went. Yeah, we're already deep under martial law. They're just getting us ready to really gut us.
Well, I've never seen this many just fly into town. I mean, I'm like a mile away from the armory, and it's just nuts, shaking my house. These huge helicopters, man. And I just thought I'd shout out to you.
Well, the founder said don't have a standing army because they'll always be used against you, and it looks like we're going to find out about it. They admit they're preparing the military to keep us safe during economic collapse when the bankers engineered the whole thing.
Well, I don't know, man. I hope they're not getting ready to start rolling down the streets right now. Yeah, so.
No. I don't really think I completely agree with LaRouche that this is going to happen really quick now. They're just keeping us down the same path of gang raping us, and it'll just slowly rot. That's how they want it until they blow something up and say, you know, that foreign people did it or domestic groups did it.
All right. I appreciate it.
Anything else, Nick?
No, that's just bad. I thought it was kind of strange. And then your intro right before I called in just kind of scared me since they're right here down the street. But
Well, here's the deal. Those are men and women that are humans that are being raped by the system as well. And it's time to talk to people in government. It's time to reach out to them. It's time to speak out and not just go with this outrageous foreign banking takeover. And Hillary Clinton, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others are on record saying the globalists are in deep trouble and that people are identifying them, not the puppet frontmen. So that's why they're committed. That's why they're armed and dangerous. That's why they're wanted men. Henry Kissinger's wanted in a whole bunch of countries. So are people like George Soros. These are wanted men. They want the total tyranny so they can be secure in their crimes. And if we just wake up to these crooks, it's all over. And they know that's happening. That's why they're behind the scenes getting Homeland Security ready for gun owners and libertarians and people that don't like the Federal Reserve. Because they know we are the solution to the foreign occupation. Randy in Georgia. Randy, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I was calling to let you know that the Census Bureau visited me on Friday, and they wanted me to take a survey. Of course, I declined.
Oh yeah, now they're saying they're going to be yearly, round the clock. There is no law telling them what type of guns you have, how many toilets, when you go to work, what your stocks and bonds are, and they now admit it's going to be a yearly survey just because they can.
Yeah, well, actually on here it says that there's some that's on a monthly basis.
Well, that's right. I didn't want to say, you know, I say that I tend to lie subconsciously and unaware. 11 years ago in the 2000 census, you can pull up, you know, mainstream news about this, and there was a federal judge in Texas, I remember seeing it in the Houston Chronicle, said this is illegal. Under the Constitution, they can ask how many people live there, and that's it for congressional apportionment. to decide for your state's population how many members of the House of Representatives you get. That's it. Not and then it was only one out of, I think, five families. I got one of them asking, what's your guns? What's your toilet? When do you go to work? Do you have renters that live here? Where do they work? And if you notice, it said federal law, you have to answer the question, but only on the first two questions. So they put the code under that, and then, you know, the next three, 4 pages, they didn't tell you. And they announced then, and then again 2 years ago, that it would be yearly, but some businesses and institutions and groups would get monthly. And then they said that, and again, I subconsciously, I almost said monthly, but I thought people won't believe that, and I don't have time to pull it up. So I just said, well, it's going to be yearly. Because, see, most folks are going to start getting the yearly, and so I guess it's true. Most of you only get a yearly, but then they're going to phase in a monthly. But, yeah, tell folks about the piece of paper. I mean, we've shown it to people and stuff, but the point I'm making, Randy, is I tend to water things down, not even consciously, because I can't believe it myself either. Like, I knew this martial law grab in Congress was coming, but it's still hard to believe it's happening. Sorry, Randy, go ahead.
Well, it says, in addition, we collect data on a monthly basis to provide current information on such topics as unemployment rates, retail and wholesale trade, various manufacturing activities, and new housing construction, as well as yearly surveys on businesses, manufacturing, government, family income, health, and education.
Now, let me stop you again. Read the top of the form. In fact, I've had scores of these, and I've had the bad luck in the last two sentences to get the long one that says all that, and I've shown it, but I think we threw it away. Why don't you scan that, and I'll put you on hold later and send it to my producer so I can show it tomorrow, because folks won't believe it. But read the top of the form and start over, because, yes, what you're reading is what it says. Yes, monthly. And so imagine someone comes to your door from the government now monthly. They GPS your door, and they demand to answer questions. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is that I guess she thought, because I'm a young mother, so I guess she thought I was the babysitter, and she left a note on the door, and I didn't receive until my husband got home, saying that I'm obligated to return until contact has been made with an adult member of the household. So I called her, and I said, you did speak with an adult member, and I do not want to take the survey. And she was trying to tell me, oh, well, this is what the survey is about. I was like, well, I already read the pamphlet that you left on the door and the piece of paper you gave me, and we don't want to participate.
And did she try the thing of it's the law?
She didn't say that, but they were kind of upset because I was like, no, I don't want to take the survey. They were like, oh, you know, this is because it was two women at the door. And I guess one of them was her supervisor.
Yeah, you better watch yourself. They report if you're dumb enough to let them in that they see dog hair on the ground, a dish in the thing, they're going to take your kids. Government agents are vicious Nazi filth. Now, they may individually may not be like somebody in the German army, but they work for literal Beelzebub eugenicists. So remember, I don't answer the door when people come to my door if I don't know them and I don't have an appointment. And when they send me those, because they're all fraudulent, they go in the trash can. If they pulled you over, ma'am, and you had a dead body in the back of your car and the state police had you in there and the FBI showed up, under the Constitution, you don't have to answer questions. Called the Fifth Amendment. Now, why then do they have a right to come give you a 50-question survey about when you go to work, what stocks and bonds you have, are you renting, what are your toilets like? They don't. They don't. They don't. But, yes, they are trying to phase it out. And I've talked to people, I've seen it in the news, where they will force their way in now with the monthly surveys. They will actually, ooh, get me in there. You're going to answer. And then they find good-looking women, especially, and it's been coming out in the news, and they start harassing you. Because under their little authorization, they can start coming all the time. And so you just better not answer the door when they come. So how did it end when these little Gestapo officers were told that you're not going to answer their monthly survey?
Well, I said, no, thank you. Then they try to kind of persuade me, and I basically had to shut the door in their face.
Yeah, they're very dangerous. Just don't go to the door. You just say, I'm busy. I'm busy now. Thank you. And if they keep knocking, you say, I'm going to call the police. Again, it's your time, your country, your body, your children, your house. Get off my property. Get off, get off, get off, get off. You can stick your thing in the mailbox, but don't even get them mad because they love to put people down. It's best to say, I'm busy. Thank you. Well, what are you doing? None of your business. Thank you. Go CPS somebody else's kids. Anything else, Randy?
No, that was all. And it was in, I live in the Atlanta area. So, you know, for your callers that live in the Atlanta area, I don't know if they were just doing it on Friday or if they're going to do it.
Now, this is nationwide. Listen, this is nationwide. This is nationwide. It's an army of spy goons. They've announced that all the major mail carriers are going to have little tracker antennas on them that steal all your wireless data and track you. I mean, hell is being released. They got a million private spies in the U.S. under Homeland Security now. They're putting telescreens up. We know what we got. It's a case of horrible tyranny.
I do have a question, though, because when Mr. LaRouche was on, you all were speaking about how with the foreclosed homes, they're, you know, bulldozing and they're going to build affordable housing. Do you think that has something to do with that?
They want to gauge how bad they're hurting us. They say, we want this data to help you. They're already grabbing all the data. They're just creating armies of spies that are and getting the public accustomed to TSA sticking their hands down your pants, to people banging on your door and saying, answer my questions, or I'll call the SWAT team. It's about living in a Stasi East German system. No. J.P. Morgan and others are giving government people free houses they've taken. I was reading that from Time Magazine. They just, plain view, we're giving government free houses or discounted. And then they're bulldozing houses they've repossessed because they don't want to give them at a low price. They want to drive up prices. It's a destructive economy. It's designed to destroy things. I appreciate your call, Randy. Karen in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Been a subscriber for quite some time. Love your show.
Thank you. I always tell
everybody I can about it. This woman, I was going to talk about something else, but this woman that just came on, I was talking about somebody that came to her door. Well, we had people come to our door this morning, too. And they were from, the card is Independence Blue Cross. And my partner, who's disabled, they wanted to find out what meds,
Listen. Number one, we're in a depression. There's roving bands of people breaking in houses, robbing, murdering, stealing any metal outside. Don't answer the door. If you don't have an appointment and you don't, and everybody should drill a hole if they have to, you know, in the thing and put the eyepiece in there from Home Depot. Hey, I'm busy. Go away. Don't even open the stinking door. Yes, big insurance companies are out spying on people. Even if you don't have a membership with them or don't buy insurance from them, you're not a customer, they still want it for databases. Or they could have been, there's all sorts of traveler groups now all over Europe, all over the U.S., from every different country you can imagine, and they'll get you out, in the back while you're doing something, I want a tree trim for you. And then while you're busy, they're in your house robbing you. Do not talk to anybody that comes to your door. Do not do it. Do not do it. I've had countless people show up. And they'll be total con artist criminals. And I'll open the door and I'll say, what are you doing here? And, because they've been there when my wife's there and she didn't open the door. And they're like, we've got a stereo system we want to sell you. And I go, listen, I'm calling the cops to know about your scam. And they'll be like, F you. Look at you later. And I'm like, well, I'm armed. Slam the door. So there's just roving criminals everywhere. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This super Congress, my question is to everyone out there is to think about, why can't the Congress that we have now do the job?
Because they won't vote the way the bankers want. Because they're slowly, Congress gave up its trade authority to the World Trade Organization. Oh, Congress gave up its authority to this. They're openly, Republican leaders 2 weeks ago, Mitch McConnell going, we'll just give the president the power of the purse now. And they had all these fake Republican talk show hosts go, what a genius idea. He'll get the blame. They're not allowed to give it up. So that's what they're doing, Karen.
Yeah, it's a big scam. It's a big. And I just wanted to say the last thing. I live in Philadelphia, and I grew up, understanding that the Constitution was written here, and I felt a great sense of pride. But when I saw that they actually built the museum for the Constitution to be put in, I knew that it was dead.
Absolutely, they call it the Al-Qaeda-tution now. I appreciate your call. Anything good is evil. And they got armies of people getting out of college and the military who want jobs, and they're brought in behind closed doors, and they literally say, to see who freaks out and leaves, George Washington's bad. I have it on video, Road to Tyranny. FEMA teaching police, George Washington's bad, he's scum. And the guys are like, yeah. They're like, why is he a terrorist? And the cops start saying it again, and the FEMA goes, good. These people are our enemies. And they're like, yes. And a few of them kind of freak out, but they're watching. They're watching. They're sitting there in the, you know, in the multi-day course writing it down. Oh, you don't like that? Put him in a database. He doesn't hate George Washington. I mean, this is how the hardcore criminals operate. And they're just getting started. That's why I'm so angry. I'm so just wanting to get people awake so we can beat these hardcore criminals. Let's jam in Dennis as we got a break. We may hold him over. Dennis and Tejas, go ahead, evil one.
Yes, I'm very evil. I'm an engineer. I know that 9/11 was an inside job. I've listened to you for years. I was very skeptical about what you represented and everything. I've been to Afghanistan. I've been to Iraq. I've been down to your protest in front of the Austin Police Department. I was down at the protest and saw you at the Capitol building. And I'm convinced, Alex. I actually want to speak to someone that is listening to your program. The guy that called in and did gave you the idea for the Google bomb.
Yes, he's in Michigan. I think his name's Tim.
There, but there's another way to actually get a lot of people.
Stay there. I want to hear this after the break. Stay there. We'll be back with Dennis in Austin.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Question: can functional magnetic resonance imaging be used to read our minds? Author Jose Collazo answers yes in his two new books, America's New Slavery. For more than 13 years, author Jose Collazo has been trying to prove that the U.S. government has the capacity to read a person's thoughts with a revolutionary technology known as fMRI, functional magnetic resonance imaging, and there is proof that it exists. America's New Slavery explores this technology and its many possible applications in national security. Who has access to it? How is it being used? Does America's salvation rest in this technology? These and many other questions are answered in America's New Slavery, the new books by Jose Collazo, available on BN.com, Amazon.com, and Borders.com. America's New Slavery. All Americans should be concerned.
We'll be right back.
By the way, I could have spent all day just on the video that we shot and produced over the weekend. We basically worked most of the weekend, Friday night right through Sunday evening. I was up here at, 8:30, 9 o'clock last night, getting all of this done. And Aaron Dykes did an incredible job. It's Obama launches gun grab. Outside of Congress, we have the clips of Congress going, we're going to get this law passed to restrict the Second Amendment. And then they couldn't get it passed, so they just say, hey, who needs Congress? Who needs badges? It's like from the Three Amigos, we don't need no stinking badges. It's like, we don't need no stinking Constitution. We'll launch wars. We'll create a new Congress of 12 members. It'll run all this with the bankers. It's happening. And if the ATF can get away with this, Obama's announced he's going to sign executive orders putting you on no-buy list, just like the no-fly list. No judge, no jury. They're not playing games. So please go to Infowars.com and get this out to everybody you know. It's time to admit America got a case of tyranny. It's like you get the flu. Or it's like going to the doctor and you got cancer. I mean, we better cut this out, ladies and gentlemen, and stop living in denial. It's not a virtue to be a bunch of gullible idiots. So Obama launches gun grab, linked in red, front page of Infowars.com. Please get that video out to everyone. I should have even done a Google bomb, but anything with Obama's name in it, they block. We can still do them with archaic names. Going back and finishing up with Dennis in Texas. Dennis, what's your idea?
Well, Alex, you're doing a yeoman's job, and it's time that people recognize that we're being attacked on all sides. This criminal government, you've got Obama in there. He isn't even a U.S. citizen. I know people will argue about that, but it's been proven he's not a U.S. citizen. He should be completely thrown out. He should be impeached by the Congress. The Congress is too busy fooling around with other things. They should be taking up the ATF situation. They should be taking up the Obama birth certificate situation. And they're confusing us with all their criminality. You had a good vehicle at one time. You could go ahead and do Google bombs, and now they're thwarting you. And with that tool, they're able to circumvent you a little bit. It's time that people stand up and actually take this government on, but surreptitiously. There are a lot of entry points into the emergency broadcast system, and there are people out there that know exactly what I'm talking about. And if they could just patch you in one or two times, that would throw a real scare into the powers that be.
Yeah, they'd probably send a hit team down here. Let me be clear, jacking into emergency alert systems is part of the national security system, and I've seen the laws on that. That would be a serious felony hacking case, but I appreciate your call. I do not recommend people do that. Now, putting banners up everywhere, you'll get your whole town talking, you know, with serious provocative terms, and then a website, calling to talk radio, a local newsletter, running for city council. Even if you lose, you'll be able to inject real issues. It's about, look, a lot of people want to do big, powerful, all, you know, titanous, superhero type things where everything is done at once. But the tyrants have taken over incrementally. We're going to destroy their system incrementally. Now, there are some really great things. I mean, people have done big banner hangs off skyscrapers, and it's gotten national attention. But I don't want people to do anything that's illegal. Do what you feel is right and within the law. Of course, pretty soon they're going to claim free speech is illegal. They're already trying, so then you got to break the law, don't you? See you back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.